Trump border czar praises Texas border effort during pre-Thanksgiving visit. By Randy Clark on November 26, 2024. Eagle Pass, Texas, President-elect Donald Trump's border czar. Tom Homan visited Texas Army National Guard soldiers/airmen and Texas Highway Patrol troopers at a recently constructed state military base on the banks of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass. Accompanied by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Homan spoke to the attendees ahead of the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. During the Tuesday visit, Homan and Texas Abbott served food to the troops after brief remarks. Speaking to the troops, Texas Governor Abbott thanked the guardsmen and troopers before introducing incoming border czar Homan to the soldiers preparing for their pre-Thanksgiving meal. Homan spoke to the troops saying, "Today is the first day I have been to Shelby Park. Governor Abbott has done a great job here," as he thanked the troops for their service along the border in Eagle Pass. Speaking to the troops about the plans to conduct a mass deportation operation, Homan announced, "Let me be clear, there is going to be a mass deportation because we just had mass immigration at the border." Homan went on to criticize the policies of outgoing President Joe Biden as deliberately causing the border crisis. Abbott and Homan were joined by retiring Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw, Adjutant General of the Texas Military Department, Major General Thomas Sulzer, Texas Border Czar Mike Banks, and National Border Patrol Council Union President Paul Perez. The visit was held at Forward Operating Base Eagle, a recently constructed permanent base camp designed to provide housing for 1,800 Texas Army National Guard soldiers deployed under Abbott's Operation Lone Star to the region. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the 80-acre military post was opened in mid-2024 and offers soldiers individual rooms, a 700-seat dining facility, a recreational center, laundry facilities, and Wi-Fi access. According to the Texas Military Department, the camp also provides chaplaincy programs and medical and psychological health facilities. Homan will accompany Abbott to a similar event in Edinburg, Texas, later in the afternoon to thank soldiers and highway patrol troopers serving in that region during the holidays. Homan closed his remarks, saying, "Game on. Time to get this done." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.